This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The future of robocall telemarketing is upon us, and it sounds just like us. No more the tinny mechanical recording is designed to get us to buy or subscribe or otherwise part with our money. Denver Nix is a reporter with Time.com, and he is here to shed some light on a telemarketer who called herself Samantha West. Denver, thanks for joining us.
Good to be on.
This is a bizarre little tale. Run me through the basics, would you?
It's bizarre indeed. Our bureau chief, Michael Scher, got a phone call, a series of phone calls from this peculiar sounding woman. And in the bureau, he basically just suggested that we kind of look into it and start calling the number. So we did. And the rest is history.
And the rest, as they say, is history. So Michael is talking to this woman and notices something odd, right?
Right. I mean, she has this not a tinny voice. I mean, it sounds like a normal woman, but repeats herself over and over again. And Michael starts asking her questions like, what is the vegetable in tomato soup? Yeah. To which she doesn't know the answer, just kind of laughs. And she was trying to get you to sign up for health insurance.
He asks her at one point, point blank, whether or not she's a computer, right?
Right. Michael did ultimately just say, are you a robot?
And?
But she won't answer that question. Well, she'll say, I'm a human.
This is just weird, because she wasn't. We have some of the tape, so we'll listen to it.
And
here he goes. Here's what it sounds like.
What? No, I am a real person. Maybe we have a bad connection. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's crazy. You just sound so much like a robot.
I am a real person. Maybe we have a bad connection. I'm sorry about that.
Will you tell me you're not a robot? Just say I'm not a robot, please.
I am a real person.
You did get a live body at one point, right? You called back enough times, you talked to somebody, and they said what?
That's right, we did. Michael called back. He called back twice. The first time he called back, he got a live body, and the person just said, we don't use robots, and then hung up the phone. And then he called back again, and I guess they had, you know, a long, cordial conversation. The guy on the other end didn't actually know a whole lot, I think, about what the company was. He just suggested that if we did a story about it, we put their URL in the story on the website, which we did.
Yeah, which you did. PremierHealthAgency.com, which is now dead, right? It's a dead link, and the number is dead. I mean, this whole thing has been vanished like the bookie parlor in The Sting, for crying out loud.
Yeah, like a ghost. And where is Samantha West?
I don't know. who do you suppose the woman is who recorded those tracks, right?
Oh, yeah. Who knows? I mean, there's obviously a real person. If you're listening, Samantha,
call us.
I'm sorry.
You're out there somewhere. The ultimate goal was to get you to buy some kind of insurance, right? Life insurance, health insurance, some kind of something.
That's right. I mean, that's as I understand it, they say that they work with all these insurers and they want you to sign up for health insurance. And the first questions are, signed up for Medicare and Medicaid? And if you say you're not, then they want to, you know, sign you up for some other health insurance program. Who knows how that would go? I mean, judging by the fact that the whole thing went offline after the story went up, I wouldn't trust them to insure my children if I had any.
Not a reputable agency. Denver Nix, he's a reporter at Time.com. Denver, thanks a bunch.
Thanks a lot.